electronic gazette. It means official gazette published in the electronic form. As I said, under e-governance, okay, now a lot of things are becoming digitalized. Earlier, for going for any notification, I was required to go to Marine Lines, between Marine Lines and Cherney Road, to the official gazette office of the official gazette and ask for that particular notification. Today, because of digitalization, all I need to do is go on the website, look for the notification and get it. So there has to be sanction, you know, a legal sanctity given to that electronic. So the electronic gazette is the official gazette which is published in the electronic form. What is an electronic record? It means date, record, or date generated, image or sound stored, received or sent in an electronic form or microfilm or computer generated microfiche. So anything that is stored in your on your phone, on your computer, laptop, tablet, notepad, iPad, all become electronic record. Any printout, anything that you have stored on your CD, on your pen drive, etc. Okay, functions. Now this is not your general function. This is a function which is related to the computer. So function in relation to a computer would include logic, control, arithmetical process, deletion, storage and retrieval, and communication or telecommunication from or within a computer. Now why this function becomes important is because when trying to track a cyber crime or offender, or when you're trying to, you know, go ahead and obtain your patent or copyright, these terms become very important. What is information? Information includes data, text, images, sound, voice, your codes, computer programs, software and database, or any other information, or microfilm or computer generated microfiche. Now, who is an intermediary? We did intermediary when we were discussing about addressee. So intermediary with respect to any particular electronic message means any person who on behalf of another person receives, stores or transmits that message or provides any service with respect to that message. KeyPair, it is an asymmetric crypto system. Okay, it means a private key and its mathematically related public key, which are so related that the public key can verify a digital signature that has been created by a private key. So that is the key pair. Law includes any act of parliament or of a state legislature, ordinance which has been promulgated by the president under Article 240, and bills enacted as President's Act under subclause A of Clause 1 of Article 375. It also includes rules, regulations, bylaws and orders that are issued or made thereunder. So, for example, if I have IT Act 2000, I may also have IT rules related to the Act. Now, what is license? License means a license granted to a certifying authority under Section 24. Private key. We have spoken about private key and public key. Now let us understand what are they. Private key means the key of a key pair used to create a digital signature. And public key means the key of a key pair used to verify a digital signature and listed in the digital signature certificate. What is a secure system? A secure system means computer hardware, software and procedure, that are these four. Now, why we need to know secure system? Because let's for example say tomorrow you are going to build up your e-commerce business. You will be giving a lot of transactions, monetary transactions would be done on your website. And that time it will become very important to go ahead and have this secure system in place. This secure system is responsibility of the e-commerce company, of the banks, etc. So what does it mean? It means computer hardware, software and procedure that are reasonably secure from unauthorized access and misuses. It provides a reasonable level of reliability and correct operation. It is reasonably suited to perform the intended functions and adhere to generally accepted security procedures. Now, this secure system, okay, it has to give a kind of confidence to me that whenever I will access the website, my data will not be taken away by someone else. So that is the reason access is important. For example, if I'm keying my details in computer or on the website, and if it is not a secure website and somebody is able to take in my information, then in that case they can hack into my account and take my money. So that's why secure system is very, very important. Now let us look at the contravention, what are the offenses and what are the penalties for such offenses. Let us begin with section 65. Section 65 deals with tampering with any computer source codes, source documents. Okay, so say please remember, in any and every criminal act, especially intention to destroy is very, very important. You must have an intention, and that intention must be mala fide, that is in bad faith, to go ahead and make loss of other person. Okay, so whoever who knowingly, he knows that if I go ahead and do this, my this action is going to delete the source code, okay, or he tries to make it in a such a fashion that the source code would be concealed. Okay, so whoever tries to do any kind of mischief, and that mischief would be concealing, destroying or altering, and destroying includes deleting, okay, any such computer source code which are used for a computer, its program, system, network, okay, and when it is important that this computer source code should be maintained by the existing law which are in force. Such, see what happens is, for example, I am an e-commerce website, or I am, see there are a lot of scams which are happening, like the recent scam of 3005 crore which happened in Delhi Gurgaon area. The person, he duped a lot of people by taking their money. Now imagine if he had done that through internet, and he would have deleted the source code, because these people, every person, every website holder is required to maintain his source code under the law. So if he deletes, so that you know they are not able to create evidence, or they're trying to tamper with the evidence, etc. If any such thing is done, because that is required by the law, so what happens? There is a punishment. And what is the punishment? Such person who tries to do away with the source code is, sorry, especially at the time when it is required to be maintained by law, he or she shall be punishable with imprisonment up to 3 years or fine, and this fine would extend up to, the maximum fine that would be levied is of 2 lakh rupees, or it can be both. Now for this purpose of this particular section, computer source code means the listing of programs, computer commands, design, layout, program analysis of computer resource in any form. So whoever tries to tamper with it will either face imprisonment up to 3 years or 2 lakh rupees, up to 2 lakh rupees or both, depending on the gravity of the situation. Now what happens when someone tries to hack with the computer system? See, hacking is when you are trying to illegally enter into someone else's system, someone else's website. So whoever with an intention of cause, or knowing that it is likely to cause wrongful loss or damage. What is wrongful loss? It is not correct. Okay, if any loss or damage is caused either to a public or any person, okay, so whoever with the intention of cause or knowing that it is likely to cause wrongful loss or damage to the public, or any person destroys or deletes or alters any information in a computer resource or which diminishes its value or utility or affects its injuries or is it's injuriously affecting it by any means commits hacking. And whoever commits hacking, he shall be punished with imprisonment up to 3 years or fine which may extend up to 2 lakh or both. So hacking is also an offense. Sometimes, you know, some especially teenage people who are just learning computer source code and who are very smart, they see, okay, let's see what will happen. They must be aware that these are the kind of difficulties that they can fall into. Now here, please remember, maybe they do not have a malafide intention, but they are aware that it may create a loss for the person of whose system they are trying to hack. Okay. Now, what does cracking mean? Very important in today's era. Cracking is illegal access. The way I told you, I get a CD, I do not have its key, which I, you know, authorization key which will activate that particular software, and I go to a computer guy and say, crack this for me please, open up this. So it's like virtually you are opening a lock illegally. It's kind of a theft. Okay, so it means an illegal access. Now this access includes entering of another computer system where it is connected via public communication networks or to a computer system on the same network such as LAN or internet within an organization. Now let us understand what are the various frauds on internet. As we have been discussing, and you know, as I gave you initial background, there are various frauds that are happening. A lot of investment scam where people are saying work from home, send 20,000, invest 20,000 now and earn 1 lakh rupee every time. There are a lot of people who are falling prey to such kind of fraud. Okay, so what is this internet fraud? This internet fraud is very common, and it's I'm dealing with one of the cases where we have sent a cease and desist notice also, where my client's product is exactly the same and it is being sold on a website with my client's website name. The distinction being my client's is .co.in and his is .com. That's the only difference. And we have issued various notices, but that person has given a wrong address. So this kind of internet, and now we have gone ahead and, you know, reported this with the cybercrime branch. There is a police branch which deals exclusively with cybercrime. So we have lodged a complaint there. So this internet frauds have become very common and they are increasing day by day because people are claiming ignorance of what they are not supposed to do. They are going ahead and doing it. Now this kind of frauds are really a white collar crime. Okay, it is not a blue collar like some meager theft. This is white collar because it is done by people who are literate, who are aware. Okay, now generally these internet companies, what they do is they give an opportunity of marketing. They have this opportunity of marketing their produce on the net, and then it is easy for the people to fall into this trap. They feel that it's real and credible, and then various scams happen, and these 90% are related to investment scams, and then there are product related scams where you are getting something on a very subsidized rate and later it comes as it's completely bogus. Okay, now let us see what are the various kind of fraud happening on internet. Bulletin boards, sharing investor information, and often fraud is occurred causing loss of millions who bank on them. So you go ahead and share your information, credit card fraud. Now, this kind of fraud is the fastest growing because people are using credit cards now and then for, you know, ordering things online. Now, a lot of fraud reports are involved in various ways. These frequent fraud reports involve undelivered and online services, damaged, defective products, misrepresentation on under-delivered communications, auction sales, pyramid schemes and multi-level marketing, and most common of them are this credit fraud. Now, what is this pyramid schemes? Where, you know, I have I have six agents below me. I'll go ahead and recruit, and that's why how my credibility increases and I increase earn money. But these are all shams. These are all scams. Okay, email scams. Now, one example I gave you is of phishing. The very common example, apart from phishing, is the email wherein you receive a mail saying that, oh wow, congratulations, you have received this much of lottery. And when free money is received, we are very happy. And the moment we give details and we are, we are looted, and that's when we realize that we have fallen prey to invest this email scams. So these are, and 99.99%, these are either investment schemes or banking related, or where they say that you have earned this lottery, etc. Now let us come to section 67. What does it talk about? It talks about publishing any information which is obscene in electronic form. Now this includes more so a pornography which is not permissible. Okay. Now whoever publishes or transmits, so let us understand the mode first. Whoever publishes, transmits, or cause to be published. So what is the mode? They either publish or transmit. Transmitting is what? From me, I am sending it to you. From you, you go ahead and transfer it to someone else. Your Bluetooth, share it, email, attaching it through WhatsApp. Your iPhone, people have their own some messaging, iMessage or something. So these are what? These are transmitting. So whoever intend to publish or transmit or cause to be published in electronic form. Now these are MMS, videos, GIF, etc. Any material which is lascivious or appeal to the prurient interest, or if it affects, is such as to tend to deprave and corrupt persons who are likely having regard all relevant circumstances to read, see or hear the matter contained or embodied in it, they shall be punished on first conviction with imprisonment. Okay, if it's first time, then it would be imprisonment of either description for a term which may extend to 5 years, and with fine which may extend up to 1 lakh. And when it is second time or any subsequent conviction happens, then it will be imprisonment of either description, that is either for a term which will extend up to 10 years and which with a fine which may extend up to 2 lakh of rupees. So please remember, you are not supposed to go ahead and transmit any kind of or publish any kind of obscenity in electronic form also. Now, what are the powers of the controller when giving directions? If you remember, controller is the one who takes care and administers the certifying authority. Now, let us understand what are his powers are. The controller powers to give direction is to, he may by order direct certifying authority or any employee of such authority to take measures or cease carrying on such activities as specified in the order if those are necessary to ensure compliance with the provision of this act, rules or any regulations that are made thereunder. Now giving notice is very, very important, because unless notice is received, then I will not be able to act. Now once the notice is issued to either the certifying authority or his person or his employee, okay, If he fails to comply with such order, which is given under subsection 1 of section 68, he shall be guilty of an offence and he shall be liable for conviction of imprisonment, which shall not exceed 3 years, or a fine which shall not exceed 2 lakh, or both. So let us take an example where it is found that the certifying authority is misusing the digital signature certificates. Then in that case, the controller may order him to cease from carrying out such activity. What is section 69? It gives directions of controller to a subscriber to extend facilities to decrypt information. Now, if the controller is satisfied that it is necessary or expedient, that is important to for in the interest of integrity of India or sovereignty of India, security of state, the friend relations with foreign states, or for public order, law and order, or for preventing any kind of incitement or incitement of a cognizable offense. If the controller thinks that it is necessary in this all in various interest, and then he may issue order. Now, before he issues, when he is issuing order, he has to record his reason, give in writing the reason in that order, that this is the reason why I am issuing this order. He may direct any agency of the government to intercept any information that has been transmitted through any computer. So let us assume that I am trying to go ahead and give speech which will go ahead and instigate people for riot. Then when the controller comes to know, the controller can go ahead and direct maybe CBI, police, anyone, any such agency to go ahead and intercept these informations. Now, apart from that, the subscriber or any person in charge of the computer resource, he can give direction to them when called upon by any agency which has been directed under subsection 1, extend all facilities and technical assistance to decrypt this information. Now, this becomes very important, because if these powers are not given, then investigations would become a problem and stopping such kind of information going further would not be possible. Now, the subscriber or any person who fails to assist, because assisting becomes very important. So, if he does not assist, then he may face an imprisonment which may extend up to 7 years. So, it becomes very important. Please remember, if any agency has come to you with the order of the controller that this kind of help assistance we require for decryption, then you have to go ahead and assist them. Otherwise, it is a punishable act. Now, let us look at the protected system. Section 70 deals with the protected system. Okay. Now, the appropriate government, that is either the state government or the central government, as the work requires, by notification declare that any computer, computer system or computer network to be a protected system. The appropriate government may by order in writing authorize the persons who are authorized to access protected systems notified under the subsection. Now, there are certain systems which the government will go ahead and say that look here, these are protected system and only such and such person is authorized to go ahead and access this kind of this particular protected system. Now, any person who secures access or attempts to secure access to a protected system, and this any person is who? Not the person who is authorized to. It's not about this person, it's any other person who is not authorized. Okay. So, any person other than the authorized person tries to secure access or attempts to access to into this protected system shall be in contravention of the provision and he shall be liable for punishment. The punishment would be imprisonment for a term which may extend 10 years and he shall also be liable for fine. So, it becomes a very grave situation then. Okay. Now, what are the penalties for misrepresentation? There are lots and many misrepresentations that happen. As I had, once I had ordered something from Jabong and a very small amount I think that dress was somewhere around 600-700. I liked the way the dress was looking and I ordered for the dress. But when the dress came, it was horrible. Now, I didn't have time also to call them because I was flying somewhere and then the dress remained there. So, people go ahead and misrepresent a lot, okay, especially on this cyberspace. So, it becomes very important that the recipient, like me or anyone else for that matter, who is at the receiving end of this information, he must be protected against misrepresentation. And how? It is by deterring. And deterrence is created by imprisonment or penalty, punishment. So what is the punishment? Now, whoever makes any misrepresentation or suppresses any material fact from the controller or the certifying authority for obtaining any license or digital signature certificate, as the case may be, shall be punished with imprisonment for a term which may extend to 2 years or with fine which may extend up to 1 lakh rupee or both. So, no kind of misrepresentations can be entertained, because whenever you are giving any kind of representation, these representations are your informations also. So, if you are guilty of any such misrepresentation, then you will be guilty of fine up to imprisonment up to 2 years and fine up to 1 lakh of rupees or both. Okay. Now, this becomes very, very important, which is confidentiality and privacy. Why? Because we are dealing a lot on the cyber space, the computer space. As an employee, when I go to any company, whether multinational, small, or whatever scale, I have access to a lot of confidential information. I have access to a lot of private information. Let us assume that I am the secretary of the CMD. At that point in time, I may have lot information of private information as to his credit card, his mobile, etc., etc. So, as an employee or any person for that matter, during your correspondence, or may go ahead and have access to the secure area, to the confidential documents, to privacy. So, there is a need to protect and make punishments for any such breach of such confidential information and privacy. Now, what the section says is, save as otherwise provided in this act or any other law for the time being in force, if any person who, in pursuance of any of the powers conferred under it act, rules, regulations made thereunder, has secured access to any electronic record, book, register, correspondence, information, document or other material without the consent of the person concerned, discloses such information, that is electronic record, book, register, correspondence, information, document or any other material, to any person, he shall be punished with imprisonment for a term which may extend 2 years or with fine or which may extend to 1 lakh. That fine or it would be both. So, imprisonment for a term which will be up to 2 years, or it would be fine of 1 lakh or both. Let us come to section 73. Now, section 73 talks about the penalty for publishing digital signature. Okay, what is the penalty when this digital certificate is false in certain particulars? It says that no person shall publish a digital signature certificate or otherwise make it available to any other person with the knowledge that the certifying authority listed in the certificate has not issued it, or the subscriber listed in the certificate has not accepted it, or the certificate has been revoked or suspended, unless such publication is for the purpose of verifying a digital signature created prior to such suspension or revocation. So, any person, okay, any such person shall not publish digital certificate or make it available to any person with the knowledge that the certifying authority listed in the certificate has not issued it. It is only issued to be issued by the certifying officer authority. The subscriber listed in the certificate has not accepted it, or it has been revoked or suspended. Sorry. Now, what happens with such persons who are guilty of the publishing of digital signature false in particulars? So, such person who contravenes the provision of subsection 1, he shall be punished with imprisonment, which will extend up to 2 years, or fine of up to 1 lakh, or both. So, it is 2 lakh or one up to 1 lakh, 2 years or up to 1 lakh, or with both.